family. I'm going to start this tape now. I don't know how long it's going to take me to talk. Sister Silto is laughing at me, but that's okay. We just got done with lunch. It's Thursday, the 21st of August. I can't believe the time is passing so fast. I'm going to teach Sister Silto to speak English to you guys. She's going to laugh at me because I'm talking in English, and it's very difficult. But that's okay. I'm doing better these days because I'm teaching her English. But I should talk in Portuguese too. And you guys will all say, Ribeirão Preto, right? And São José do Rio Preto. And, que mais? Ai. She's laughing at me a lot. What else? Oh, Porto Alegre. Dad wrote me a letter about meeting somebody who went on a couple that went on a mission to Porto Alegre. No sul, the south, in the south. She's laughing at me. But that's okay. Dude, everything's going well. Hi. I'm walking, and I walk really slow, and everybody laughs at me, but other than that, it's really good. Yesterday, we had a conference with Elder Costa on the 70. It was so awesome. This spirit was so incredible. It was so cool. They walked down the aisle, and I was on the end of the bench. And he talked to me, and everybody said, this is the one that had surgery. And when they left, he said goodbye to everybody, and then he said to me, take care of yourself. And it was interesting how he just gave of himself to everybody, to the mundo. It was incredible. It was really incredible. You guys are just going to have to be ready when I get back, but you're just going to have to learn Portuguese because I can't talk English anymore. Eu sou falo português, tá? Falo muito mais rápido em português. Sister Celso said that you guys wouldn't understand. Entendemos. Não vamos entender. But that's okay. This tape probably won't even get to you for another month. But I'll just start. And one of these days, I'll finish. It'll be good. It's all good. I finally got I got letters today. I was so excited. But I just decided to start a tape. Because it's last week. But it's Thursday. It always... Hold on. Okay. We just had to have a little crisis, but everything's good now. Well, on our lunch, we went to a restaurant to eat because we had dinero. Oh, money. Yeah. She always laughs at me because I talk. I say things like that. Or when something falls off, I always say, Caio. I don't say it like that. There's a city here in Brazil that I want to work in. Okay, I just want to say that I work there. It's called Sertãozinho. And she loves it when I say it because she laughs. She laughs so hard at me, but that's okay. Last night, we were leaving an investigator's house. And I wasn't looking where I was walking. And I kind of fell, kind of sat at the same time because I couldn't stop myself from falling. But I could slow myself down, so I just sort of sat on the ground. And they were both laughing so hard. They were both worried that I was hurt or something like that. But I just fell. It was so funny. They laughed for, I think, 30 minutes. I don't know, but it was really funny. I laughed too. And they were just laughing at me because I was laughing. Is it doing it on the cat and that one too? It's tough as in the cat também. Fine. She likes my music, but my tape player is doing something weird. Or my tape is doing something weird. I don't know. But everything will turn out good anyway. Well, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to read the inside, and I'm going to take a nap, and then we're going to work. So, trabalhar. Oi? Eu já falei. Então, all right. So, I can't think of anything interesting to write other than we had an awesome PD yesterday because we gave the first part of it up to hear a 70, general authority. You know, it's so incredible to me. That's my new favorite word, incredible. Because you guys were sick of awesome until the Guarded Fire, and now it's incredible. So, but it just amazed me how the spirit was so strong. I wrote about it already in my letter. But it's I don't even know how to explain it, and I don't know how to say that everything just hit me because when we passed lots of churches here. I have to take some pictures of some of them. The more famous ones, the ones that scream and yell, and like they have even the ones in like the Book of Mormon times, but they're building those things that you worship in. I forgot what they're called in English. And they're thank Heavenly Father for making them better than everybody else. And they have those here, and I couldn't believe it. I'll have to take some pictures. But every time that I hear what they're saying, you can hear. They've got microphones and everything. It's so loud. You can't miss it. You can hear it for blocks. But everything they say, they have some good things that they say, but it's just so empty. This doesn't have the power. I don't know how to say it. But everything else is so, so empty in comparison. So incredible. Well, I'm making a package for you guys. It's kind of your Christmas present. I don't know, because I don't know if I'll have money to send another one. But maybe you guys send me a little bit of money. Or, no, you don't need to send me a little bit of money. I'll just have to, I don't know, I'll do something.
Just, come on, like $10, I can do Christmas really, really cool.
Because usually I can use my Visa, but I don't buy lots of stuff. Usually I can use my Visa, but, there's some hippies that they make necklaces and things for your hair and things like that that I'll send to you. They're really cool, and they want to bring take a lot home with me. But they don't accept Visa, and neither does the mail. But that's okay. But I have some money, and so it's all working out. Well, I'm gonna take a nap really now. So I don't know when I'll start again, but I'll start again. Ciao.
Hello again. I'm just gonna use up these batteries so I can recharge. My tape player is doing weird things, so I sound really weird in the first part of the tape. But I think that I'll just use the other one, this one, that I'm using now. Mom, I got your letter yesterday, and I was looking at it, and you know, I think you're forgetting me, because you're spelling my name wrong. What are you thinking? You're going crazy. No, just kidding. But I laughed so hard. Because it was you who gave me the name, and it was you who spelled it, and now you're spelling it with an E. T-A-M-E-R-A. I laughed so hard. But I understand. You're just forgetting me. Oh, I'm so sad. But it was so funny. I have no idea what I'm going to say, but I'm just waiting. My comp's taking a shower right now, and then we're going to work some more. Working. We're so tired, but it's good. It's good to be tired. And we're going to continue. I can't really speak English very well, but that's okay. Well, I don't have much to say right now. I had some things, but my mind's kind of blank for everything. What do we have to do today? What we have to do? I have no idea. It's just gone blank. Blank. Alright, guys. I'll just have to wait for a little bit more. Sister Soto and I are going to practice singing a song for you guys. In Portuguese. You guys are going to like it. Tá bom. I'm going now. Bye.
We're back. We're going to go to shopping. That's what they call the mall here. So we're going to go there. We're going to eat something. I don't know what yet, but I'm excited. And someday I'm going to send you this tape. I already wrote you for this week, so it won't be this week. When I send the package, I'll write you. Well, you'll get it. We're all so darn cute right now. Sister Christensen, follow.
Talk to my friend.
Hi, how are you? I'm talking in English.
English.
English. So, Sister Christensen, hey, I'm a Sister Jewel.
Sister Christensen.
And I love Amo. Sister Jewel. I think they're gonna.
They've learned to amo.
I think. Now you're gonna talk to Sister De Silva. You won't understand anything she says, but that's okay. Oh, she's gonna talk in English for you. She knows some English. Sister Soto Tambang. She
Tambang.
Who's Kikfan?
Okay, please.
Oi, eu sou Cícero da Silva e estamos indo no shopping, vai ser muito legal hoje. E eu amo Cícero Ju.
Incrível!
Incrível! Registração.
Ai, não sei falar nada.
She does too. She said that she doesn't know how to say anything, but she does.
I don't speak English.
We're all learning to speak English. Should I bring this?
O que vocês acham?
Eu devo levar também?
Yeah, isso seria muito bom.
Alguém vai levar um... Você vai levar a bolsa?
Eu posso levar?
Eu vou...
Hey, my bag, let's go!
Hello.
Tu é uma pecadora!
Eu não sou!
I'm not a sinner.
Okay, we're gonna bring you all to shopping with us. So, hold on, okay? Kaboom! Hi, fam!
First family!
Hi! Hey! How are you?
Que é isso?
Minha família, sua
família. Sua família? Oi, tudo bom? Acho que eles não vão entender muito o que eu estou falando, mas tudo bem.
Não, mas eles vão para o outro lado da rua, que tem alguém que fala português.
Ah, então tá bom. Ó, eu sou o Elder Gales, tá? Eu trabalho com a sua filha. Ela é muito especial, ela é muito 10 e tá detonando aqui, tá bom? Não se preocupem, ela está bem, tá bom?
That was my Zoom leader. He's awesome. So now we're all here in
air-conditioned,
yeah. This is some, we're
my
having
first
a
first time aqui in Brazil and I'm all very excited.
We're all excited here. We're just looking at all these cool things. And now there are Ejido Santos. He's talking to his children and his grandchildren. But that's okay. Por quê?
Cesta de sorvete com cobertura R$2.
Now they're looking at ice cream and it's so cool here. We'll have to take some pictures and send them to you. And then we're just walking around, looking at all the chicky stuff. Like here, this is my companion. We're all looking at all this chicky stuff that we can't afford, and that it's really chicky. Really chicky. But we're here in the mall. Oh, reminds me of home. But that's okay. Oh, and now they're looking at ice cream. Oh, you so. Que caso de isso? Hold on. Okay, alright. This is other Ardo dos Santos. He's gonna talk to you in Portuguese. Just go to other, go to Lamar and he'll translate.
Isso aí. My name is Elder R of Latter-day Saints. Sister Ju errou. Meu nome é esse mesmo, Elder R dos Santos dos Últimos Dias. E Sister Ju é uma das melhores sisters da missão. Aqui tem 4 sisters. Ela é muito quieta, ela nunca reclama. Sempre fala a verdade, sempre foi obediente aos Elisés. Ela sempre foi muito legal, tá bom? Espero que vocês vejam essa fita no dia 1º de abril.
Dia 1º... Faz bolo muito bem.
Dia 1º de abril é o dia da mentira aqui no Brasil, tá bom? E vocês que são os pais do Sister Jill, parabéns pra sua filha, ela é muito especial. Vou mandando, ela é muito legal. E Sister Jill disse que eu tenho algo parecido com o pai dela. Eu tenho os dentes da frente, os meus dentes da frente também são separados. E sou brasileiro, sou do estado de Alagoas, Maceió, moro num lugar onde tem muita praia e também faz muito calor. Provavelmente vocês vão me ver nos Estados Unidos algum dia, mas eu não sei qual o dia. É um prazer conversar com vocês. Sinceramente, sua filha é um exemplo na missão. Tchau, tchau.
Hoje você é bom, meu.
We're all back here. We're looking at watches now, because we don't have any. My watch died because of the rain. That's okay, okay. We're gonna take a break now, so just hold on a second. Okay, so we're walking in the shopping, and we took a picture, but they wouldn't let us. We can't take more pictures, so we'll just have to wait until the boys. But we took one that's really cool, of all of us. So here we go. We're just looking. Oh, you're so... Wow, I'm shocked. Perfume! Perfume? Aquele que eu uso. Eternity. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second, we're just looking at stuff. The coisa mais... Ai! Mais linda. Most beautiful thing in shopping is the ugly little hunchback thing. They have Christian Dior stuff here.
Yeah, they have my perfume here. I know. Coisas ruins aqui. Levi's. There's... have a lingerie store aqui. Have a much... I have a ton of cool shoes. It's good that I don't have any money, man. Okay, we're heading to McDonald's again. We love McDonald's. But I'm on a diet, so don't worry about it. I'm getting really skinny. Hair aside, because I'm just too chunky. And I'll go to my... But I'm doing really well. Anyways, we're walking into the mundo. Everybody's talking. Oh, they have little puppies. Little puppies. Oh, my God.
Olha esses peixinhos.
Oh, there's a peixinho. Little puppies. I want a dog. Little puppy. My sister Soto, she loves cats. Loves them. Anyway, I don't know if I'm being interesting or not.
I hope so.
We're all excited for Sunday. I have baptisms. It's going to be so awesome. We have a... Okay. I forgot how to say it. Those places that you buy tickets for the travel. Travel. Come on, Father. Travel. It's called Salt Lake Viaging and Turismo, which means the place where you buy stuff to travel. I don't even remember what it's called.
Travel agency.
I think I'm losing my mind. I can't remember English anymore.
Subway.
Well, we're here. There's Subway. There's pizza. Gee. We're going to put a Pizza Hut here, Mus. But it looks like they're not anymore. Well, we're here, so I gotta eat. Ciao. Oh, yes, so. Well, we're back again, and we're waiting for the bus. We're in the bus station, I hear. It's pretty hot today, but I love the air conditioning in the mall. Oh, they have a breeze here, and it's awesome. Our bus is arriving now, so I'll talk to you on the bus, too, and you'll just get to hear all the lovely noises of Brazil that I hear every day. And then you can save this tape, and I'll remember someday. We were just talking to Elder Ejido Santos and his family. He's making a tape for his children and grandchildren. I think I already told you. But the other side. We have to go to the other side and hope that we don't get run over by buses. I ate at Subway, had a vegetarian sandwich, whoa, surprise, woohoo! And we looked at all the chic stuff here, and now we're going to go back to our house, where we can sleep and finish our letters. Oh, today is the 3rd of September, if you wanted to know. I'm getting on the bus now, and we're going to sit in the back, because it's funner. Okay, this is awesome. Como você está sentindo a respeito desse ônibus?
Eu estou sentindo muito calor. Aqui está muito quente, sabe? A Cestedil era branquinha, ficou vermelha, igual um pimentão. Nossa, coitada. Ela vive toda vermelhinha, tadinha.
You'll have to just ask Lamar. This will be a family thing. You can learn Portuguese. Everybody will learn Portuguese here. Portuguese. Anyways, I'm going to talk in English. I hope nobody gets offended. Você acha que eu vou ofender alguém porque estou falando inglês? Tá bom. Anyways, it's really hot today. It's still winter. I thought it was funny. Mom wrote me a letter that said that she wasn't even using a sweater, but that I probably was. And I thought about it, and you know, I wouldn't even want to look at a sweater right now. It's so hot. But it's all good. Anyways, let me think of something to say. So hold on. Okay. I'll just tell you what I'm saying. Oh, We're on the bus now. We're going to our house. The bus stops right in front of our apartment building. I took a picture of it finally. So it's, I'm learning, oh mommy, be so proud of me. I'm learning how to wash my clothes by hand. And they're so white, my garments are so white. Oh, the other day?
Um dia ela foi para Bajima City. Eu, ela e o presidente Peixoto. E lá nós fomos buscar as sisters, Lane Han e a sister da Silva. E chegando lá, vocês deveriam estar lá para ver o jeitinho dela olhando para o lado, para o outro. Parecia uma menininha lá. A gente falava, ela nem respondia, prestando atenção em tudo que estava passando. Vocês deveriam estar lá. Ela falou, a menininha, gente, você também precisa, vocês precisam ver também o jeito que ela fala assim, ó.
They say that I talk like a menininha, which means a little girl. Because I... menininha. Because I say things like, oh, assim, ó. Tá aqui, ó.
Sim, sim. Tá aqui, ó.
That's how I talk. I have I talk like a little kid. But it's fun. Okay, I love how the little kids talk. They, when they fall, they say, Caio! Like that. Caio! It's so funny. They're so cute. And what else do they say? When they finish eating, they say, Acabou!
Vocês têm uma filha muito teimosa, viu? A gente disse, pediu, não faz isso. Ela faz. Ela gosta de sofrer. Eu já falei pra ela que ela é masoquista. Porque ela adora sofrer e gosta de ver as pessoas sofrerem também. Ela vive me fazendo raiva.
I'm good. I'm a good kid. So you just have to remember to get Lamar there and Wes there to help you understand everything that she's saying. Or you'll just have to wait till I get home to tell you what she said.
Oi, tudo bom? Terminou a fita? Ainda não.
Ainda não. Tem outros lá. Tem outro site também. Sorry, eu estou paying attention to something else. Ah, I'm forgetting how to talk in English. But that's good because then I can talk in Portuguese really, really well. And so, the roads here are really strange. But I'm learning that I don't want to drive in Brazil. They're crazy here. That's okay because I walk on the sidewalks. But sometimes we all think we're going to die because we've been hit by a car. Don't worry, we'll take care of ourselves more. We're being really careful. Now we're passing some apartment buildings, some lojas. Lojas are stores. Loja quer dizer, means I, means stores. And watching people drink suco, juice. And I just want agua. We'll see. You guys know what that means, agua. They know what agua means. They can understand that. But, we're gonna go to, I don't see. We just had our adventure for the day. And we've already done everything that we need. Oi? Ah, eu já falei, lembra? Primeira vez.
50
centavos,
a primeira.
Do you think I have... Oh. What was I going to say? I forgot. Hold on. Okay, we're getting off the bus now. It was an adventure. As always, Sister Christian seems a little lost. Because we're in the front of our house and she's going the other way. But... we've steered her in the right direction now, and we're walking. This is the lovely payphone on the corner that we use frequently, and we're arriving at the gate of our house, of our apartment. On the other side, there's a convenience store model F door, called F door. And I don't know why they named the stores these things, but they named them. And say, Chaves.
me prenderam aqui atrás, atrás.
Oi, tudo bem? We're home.
Estamos chegando!
We're in our house. We're at home now. And they're cleaning the stairs.
I hope that they don't...
So, Curtis? Now, pardon me. There's no letters from me. Sister Souls!
El
Pimentel! I never get letters any other day except Fridays and Mondays. I don't understand it. Oh, yeah. It's so clean here. The smell of bleach. Oh, home sweet home almost.
Yay!
We're home.
Chegamos!
What a mess.
Foi tão bom hoje o dia.
Foi.
O dia hoje foi muito bom, sabe?
Foi. O dia hoje foi muito bom.
Hoje foi ao shopping. Poxa, ela comeu demais. Ela vai ficar gorda.
Uh-uh.
Ela tá, parece uma bonequinha. Tão gordinha. Bonitinha.
Tá bom. The state president's wife wants us to help her with some English stuff. She talks really well in English. Can you even understand what I'm saying to you all? I hope so. Oh, it's so hot. I'm gonna drink water. Phew! Cold water. We have in our fridge. Yes, we have a fridge. It's little. We have to defrost the freezer every once in a while, but we have a freezer tumbling, too. And a ton of fruit. And someday I'll make a fruit salad.
Today I won't.
Salad de fruit.
She wants agua también, too. This is difficult, you know, talking in English. I hope you appreciate it. O banheiro. The life of sisters. Let me just tell you what's in our fridge. We have leche in boxes. Remember that those boxes that you're selling? Well, they had the little t-shirts when we were little. It said, I have nature's most perfect package. That's how they have milk here, in those little packages. We have bananas, apples, some kind of fruit that I don't know what it is. It looks like... Como fala essa? I don't know what it is. It looks like a grape, but it's white inside and has a seed that's really big. We have pineapple, fresh pineapple, and papaya. That's it. And yogurt that you drink. You don't just eat. It's much thinner. And we're getting chic these days. Because we have a thing to put our dishes. So they don't just sit there. Yay! Oh, we're unloading Sister Christensen's purse thing. And it's not as I say. Okay, we're almost done. And I took some pictures. And my messy room. Oi! What is it? Eu fui eu!
Você me deu mais R$1,00
e quanto? 20, não? Sure. Okay, bye. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Ah, nossa, ninguém entendeu. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
We're dividing our money. You're just going to hear all of our conversations today. Will be an adventure.
Well, I wrote you already, and
don't know what else. Ah! You guys are going to be so excited. I got a recipe for a cake that a member of our ward does. His name is Pedro. He makes this cake that is divine. Anyway, he makes this cake that is absolutely incredible. I got the recipe. So when I get home, I'll make it for you guys. You guys are going to love it. Well, I'm going to stop for now. I got to the other side of the tape, and so I'll say until later. Okay, ciao. Was us singing. Can you believe it? Well, I'm here eating a chocolate cookie. I'll have to bring you some. We're making a lot of noise, sorry. Everybody's talking to their tape recorders, so I decided I would too. We just finished our Zoom meeting. It was awesome. We presented Palestras in strange ways. Sister Soto and Elder Lyman, they gave us first discussion, laughing. Sister De Silva, the Elder Peters, gave the sixth discussion, smiling. Elder Gibby, Elder Eric, they gave the third dancing. It was very interesting. And singing too. Singing sobre apostasia. Elder Ejido Santos, the other Sister Christensen. Gave the fourth discussion very, very quickly. And me and other Gales, we gave the first palestra discussion in Romeo and Juliet. It was definitely very interesting. We took some pictures, and maybe I'll even get a copy of it. It was really funny. It was definitely a way to learn that we have to use everything that we have to help the investigators feel the spirit. It was a lot of fun. And I think there's going to be a lot of changes these days, but it'll all be good. I've been here 6 months, but everything's good. It's all good. Okay. I'll stop now. Well, fam, I'm back. And you're never going to believe what happened. Today is the 9th of September, and I've been transferred, finally. I can't believe it. It's been almost 6 months of here. I'm going to be really sad to leave this zone. I love this zone. My zone leaders are awesome. My comp is awesome. My roommates are awesome. The elders in my zone are awesome. I love the zone. We're all so much. It's been a struggle. I must admit, it's been a really long struggle, but I love it here. I'm gonna miss the members. I'm gonna miss everything. I can't believe I'm leaving. I can't believe 6 months of stuff will have to go into my two suitcases. Oh, this will be definitely an adventure. We'll have to see what happens. Oi, Sister Soto! Estou terminando as chifitas para meus pais para que eu possa mandar aquele pacote. talvez vai ficar na, no correios ou mesmo, mas eu vou mandar. Well, the mail system here is on strike, so I haven't received any letters this week, and I don't know if you guys are going to receive any either. I hope so, but I mailed them. That's all that counts. It's awful to have the mail on strike, but I'm going to send this tape with the package, so I won't send a letter. Maybe I'll send a letter that just says, hi, how are you? Maybe a picture or something. And, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Maybe I'll leave money, because I want to get some copies of some other pictures, too, to send to some other people. I don't know. This will definitely be an adventure. Well, I know what I'll do. I'll send you guys a package, and then I'll send another one with a tape and letters. That's what I'll do. Decide. Or something. I don't know. I'll do something. I hope that everything's going well for you guys. I'm excited. I'm moving on with my mission. I'll have my third area. I've been here almost a year, and I've only had two areas. Why? What is this? That's okay. I don't know even where to start to get everything ready to go. But it's all good. Well, I'm going to go wash some clothes. Sister Soltis, the blonde of me is Hope, Scala Tambua. That means she's folding my clothes. Because she's awesome. I love her. Anyways, so hold on for a little while, okay? Ciao. Well, fam, just cleaning up some stuff and just thought I'd try and finish this sometime. I don't know when, but I never imagined I'd have so much stuff. I have way too much, I think. Way too much. But that's how it is, I guess. I'm getting better. Getting better. I'm slowly diminishing my supplies in a little bit of time. I'll just give up on everything. I'm sending things home right now. I've moved some things. And, you'd never believe what I'm looking at right now. That's okay. Anyways, I love you all. Ciao. Kaboom, guys. We're gonna sing for you guys now. Because if we don't sing now, we're never going to sing. This is what we sang for Leandro's baptism. Not Bruno's blessed, but it was Leandro's baptism. So, here we go. Un, dois, três.
Estrangeira, eu vim me aproximar e ponderei porque neste lugar aonde os mortos andam e falam e lembram só da vida como foi. Ele virou sentindo meu olhar na multidão para me encontrar e ele leproso. Meu rosto abaixei até ele falou, seu nome é Jesus, e disse, as nações o seguem, os rios obedecem ao seu comando, montanhas movei, vem segui-lo sempre, não esqueça sua dor, aceite seu amor, não deixe esse amor morrer, e com poder me lançar. tu amaste menino levantou-me cego, sua vista conheceu o coxo andou, e alegre agradeceu e disse: as nações o seguem, os rios obedecem ao seu comando, montanhas movem, vem segui-lo sempre, não esqueça sua dor, aceite o seu amor, não deixe esse amor morrer. Voltou-se a falar, ensina-me uma palavra sem cessar. E agora as nações o seguem, os rios obedecem ao seu comando, montanhas movem, vem segui-lo sempre. Não esqueça sua dor, aceite seu amor, não deixe esse amor morrer.
Okay, that was horrible, but that's okay. You love me anyways. Anyways, I'm here in Bitigui, and it's really hot here too. I think I'm gonna die, but that's okay. My companion sister, Lelis Ellen, she's awesome. I love her to death. It's going to be a lot of fun working here. Our house is a little different. Yeah, it's not as chic as our apartment, to say the least. But it'll do. It's a house. It's big. It's really big. Don't have anything in it, but it's big. It's really interesting. It's so weird that I'm here. But after 6 months, I've left. Heel breito. Strange, but it's good. Anyways, I've gotta work now, so ciao. Alrighty, I'm back again. It's October 1st already. I can't even believe it. How does it pass so fast? It's been 3 weeks. Almost 3 weeks since I got here in Birigui. And I just thought I'd finish this tape up and send it out to you. It's been over a month since I started the tape. So I thought, so you just get a tape this time instead of a letter. Okay, guys? You just have to settle for that this time. But I'm writing April. I got letters. And mail is so weird here. I got letters from Dad and from April and from everybody that were mailed in September. Afterwards. And I got, the next week, I got these ones from, that were written in August, the end of August. But it's almost October. Ah, it takes so much time. All right, Dad, you asked me some questions. So I'm going to answer them, all right? Where did it go? I loved hearing about everything that happened, and I'm so glad. So you have to keep telling me what's going on. Sky, I hope that you taped the Steel Magnolias. Okay, I want to see how it worked out. Here it is, Dad. Mesa. Lai Mesa. In Portuguese, it's spelled the same way, but you say it Mesa. And it means table também, too. You're talking about the pictures that I sent that always have clouds? I think that was luck, because these days there isn't much, except we've been gone through weeks without any clouds. It's so hot. I'm so burnt. But that's why I asked in the last letter if I could buy some fabric and make some dresses that are huge. That are just going to be, they'll be so, with they have material here that's really light, and I can make them for really cheap. I just need to use the visa to buy the fabric, and then I have some money here that I can pay the lady to sew it. Because I don't have time to sew it. If I had time, I'd do it myself, but I don't have time. But it'll be really cheap. Really, really cheap. I looked at the fabric that I like is... It'll be about... what was it? $12 for two dresses. I figured that's pretty good. You guys don't have to mail anything. And then... But anyways, let me just tell you about this cloudless sky thing. Generally, there aren't any clouds, and generally it's awfully hot. I'm really missing air conditioners these days. Even a fan in the street when we're walking on the street would be good. But sometimes you just have to suffer and just remember that it's sanctification, purification. But President, that's what he always says. But it's good, it's all good, I'm learning tons. But last night, you'll never believe it, we had the hugest storm. I woke up with water dripping on my head because our roof leaked. but it was because the storm was so heavy. I couldn't sleep because it was pouring so hard. There was so much lightning and thunder, it was so awesome. You'll never even believe it was so awesome. I wish it was during the day. I'm hoping that it's going to rain again, but I don't think it will. But at least my clothes will be dry. But, oh, it was the coolest thing in all the world. Like last night. I woke up at 2:00 in the morning. It was 2:00 in the morning when it was going at it. It was so cool. I was thinking about, I had some skirts that were hanging out to dry. And I went out to get them, but I didn't have the courage to go out in the water because it was pouring so hard. So I just left them there, and they're pretty much dried now. So. But gentlemench, generally, here in Rio Preto também, Birigui, Rio Preto, it's pretty much cloudless. But when they have clouds, it's incredible. I love the sky here. At night, it's even better. The skyline here is incredible. I'll have to take some pictures. These are the pictures that I'm going to take of the skyline, the city line, I don't know, cityscape. I don't know how to say it. And the cemetery. It's so cool. They have tombs, sepulchers, and they put the people in, and then when they've all decomposed, they put the bones in a little drawer, and then they put the next person in. It's like a sepulcher of the family. I'll have to take some pictures and I'll send it to you. And, there's a house up here that's, here they have a ton of shoe factories. That's what the town is. Basically, everybody works for a shoe factory. So, and they have tons of factory stores where we can go there and buy shoes for cheaper. It's awesome. And they have these moccasins that I want to buy for everybody. I don't know, Mom and Dad, do you like moccasins? They're so cool. I want to buy them for everybody. But you have to, like, respond quickly. And give me permission to buy it. They're like $16, $17, but they're so cool. And, but I don't know what your shoe size is. Cool is that? Send me your shoe sizes and maybe I can figure it all out. But they're so cool, you'll love them. I don't know if Dad would like it too much. Maybe he would. You'll have to tell me, Dad. Then we can all have matching shoes. It'd be the coolest thing in all the land. There's even little ones that people make in their backyards. Shoe factories in the backyards. And so Birigui is a shoe factory-like place. We're even teaching a family that they sew shoes during the day. They don't get very much. It's actually pretty sad, but they like what they do. And they're the ones that make the killer, those moccasins. They're so cute. I want to bring them back for Holly's baby and Steffi's baby because they make them for little kids and they're so cute. They're just cute two mice. They're too cute. So, anyways, I don't know. If I do that, when I get back, I'll work and pay everybody for it. I feel so bad. I'm just buying stuff, but I'm doing really good. I hope that present feeling. And if you are, just write me and I'll just let it all. I need to buy some thongs. My thong's broke. We've had them for a long time, since 8th grade. So they broke finally, and I have to buy some new ones. And I was thinking about, they have some sandals that would be really good for walking, and they're really light, and they're $15 that I can, you know, buy with this Chanel's. And so this is what I want to buy, just so you guys would know. As soon as I get permission, I will, unless you write me and tell me otherwise, okay? There's some sandals that are 15, the thongs, the Chanel's thongs, they're $4.50, I think. If I can find them for cheaper, I'll get them for cheaper. And the fabric for the dresses, it'll be 12. So all that together is 32. That's too much, just tell me. I won't need to develop film for a while, at least till next month. And maybe next month or something I can, I don't know. So it's just this that I'm asking. Let's see. What else can I tell you? I'm going to write a letter to the priest. Wait, I don't know if I'll write it. Maybe I'll just tell you guys what to say. I got a letter from the priest from even Sam Wilder. Everything came up today. From Jeff Paddock. And I got one from, I have to look at who it was. Sean McLeod. And Sky and Aaron Marsden. And just, if I don't write a letter or something, just tell them how much I appreciated the letters. And maybe it'll be next week or the week after that I can really write to them. But it was really good to hear from them. And things are going well. And I can't believe Scott wrote me. He's giving me a list of people to write. I'll do my best. Maybe it'll be one at a time. Because I don't have much time on the maybe 3 days. We have to wash everything. I already cleaned. I have to study. And I already studied a little bit, but I have to study more. And to write everybody. And do all this in one day. It's just not enough time. And rest, sleep a little bit. I don't think I'm going to be sleeping today. That's okay. But I can't believe my friend, Sister Lettingham. She's going to be leaving. She's leaving me in 1 week. I can't believe it. It's so fast, Dad. It's already October. Guys, it's already October. It's so strange. I can't believe April's in Denver. Weird. I just don't know what to think anymore. Because sometimes I think, I have so much time when I'm out there on the, walking on the street, walking from one place to the other. And the sun is so hot, so strong, and I'm dying, and my face is burning. I'm sweating and sweating and sweating. I think that it's going to last forever. But 6 months is a long time. But then I get in the, we arrive in the house of the investigator's house, and we started teaching, and the spirit is there, and everything's there, and it seems like everything's going too fast. It's just relative. Everything's relative. There's days that I murmur a little too much about the sun and the heat. Just let me tell you, I'm looking forward to see snow. I don't know how I'm going to see snow, but I'm going to see it. It's my goal. I'm going to sit in a pool for a month. Just because it's been, there are days that's all I want is a great big swimming pool. It's ice cold. But that's okay. I'm so excited for air conditioning. Oh, you guys don't even know how much air conditioning is a blessing. It's so awesome. It's about the time that I'm gonna have transfers. So, I think my companion's gonna be transferred. She has a tendency to be transferred a lot. She's been here 2 months and so on. So that means she'll probably be transferred, and I'll get somebody else. I don't know who. She'll find out more on that later. News next week. Coisa feia. Little ants. Formiguinhos. So strange. So how are things there? Is everything going good? Well, I'm gonna stop for a minute and just take a break and write to April some more, okay? Ciao. Alright. Where am I? Alright, I'm gonna finish this up. So that, because it's getting hot, so my tape player is doing weird things. Because I hope it rains again. It's so hot. That's okay. I was just reading a letter from April that talks about how we're such good friends. And I wrote to April too, but I'd like to tell you guys too how much I love you and how much I'm so grateful that our family is, how much really I'm an eternal family. I want to be together forever. It's so interesting because I wouldn't choose anybody else to be my family. You guys are the best. It's so cool that we'll be in the celestial kingdom. Well, if we work hard enough, that is. But that we're going to be in the celestial kingdom, all of us together, as a family, forever. It's the coolest thing. I can't even imagine how we'd be without you guys. There's days that I'll just look at our family pictures and I think, yeesh, I'm so lucky. I have the coolest family in all the land. The coolest. I love you guys so much. It hit me the other day what a blessing it is that I was born into a family that's, first of all, members of the church, that I was born into the covenant, and the secondly, that I have such an incredible family, that my mom and my dad are so awesome, that my sister and brother are the best time to say, too. I talk to lots of people, and I see lots of families here. And I couldn't ask for anybody better than you guys. I'm so grateful. I think about it sometimes, and I think how blessed I am to have my family, who they are. And my mom's normal. My dad doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. Doesn't have problems like those kinds of problems. That there's a... They both have a worthy temple recommend holders. I'm so grateful for the example that Moses is, that you guys are to me. I hope you understand all this. It's incredible to me. I know this is Shoki. The Shoki is when I'm talking about things that I shouldn't be thinking about. But it's so awesome to know that my family, my future family, will be sealed to me forever too, if I do my part. And that's primero. First of all, I have to get married in the temple, but I don't even have second thoughts about that. There's no way that I'll get married without being married in the temple. But how everything, that we're going to be a family forever, together forever. That's the coolest thing to me. Just the coolest thing. The church is so true. Every time I explain a topic and principle to somebody, I can just see how everything makes sense. Everything. If there's a little thing that doesn't seem to make sense, there's an answer to why it does. I'm learning so much. I can't even believe how much everything is being opened up to me, to my mind. It's true when they say, he says, this is 2 Nephi, I don't remember where. But this is to those who want to know, the mysteries of God will be given to them. And those, but to those to whom much is given, much is required. But if we use it, we'll be given more. But if we don't use it, it'll be taken away. I'm so grateful for the church and for everything that I'm learning. I'll be such a better person. I am such a better person because I've done this. There's those days, Kate, that I think will never end. There's other days that I think it'll end too soon. But that's part of the mission thing. The mission experience. I love being here. I love Bitigui. I'm going to talk a little bit in Portuguese, okay? And then I'll tell you what it means, or somebody else will tell you what it means afterwards. É um vocês. Que é mais fácil para mim para falar em português estes dias. Eu só quero que vocês saibam que eu amo vocês. Que eu sou tão grato. Tão grato que nós somos uma família eterna. Sou grato que o Senhor me abençoou com vocês. Com a igreja na minha vida. Com esse privilégio por estar aqui em Brasil, ensinando e conhecendo o povo aqui. Eu tenho tanto amor por eles. Eu tenho tanto amor por meu Salvador. Estou conhecendo realmente ele. Eu sei que eu tenho nada para comparar com o amor que ele tem por mim, por todos nós. É um amor puro. Por isso ele deu a vida dele. Tá bom, eu amo vocês. Lembra sempre que eu amo. I love you guys. Tchau.